2, 1, begin transmission.
Ping pong pong. It's 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I have good news and bad news. The good news is it's another fairly tolerable day. It's been cloudy and overcast, and therefore a little bit cooler than usual. So I've come outside just because we can, and oh, there's a bunny over there. I thought it was a dude. It is a dude. It's a bun dude. And we're at Herrenhaven. Because, let's face it, this is just a great place to be. I've got the big camera, so I'm wishing I had more than two hands right now. And I'm just sort of, well, there he goes. I'm walking into the prairie grass plots to try to get a picture of this little bun. Oh, hi, Mr. Bun, but now he's hopped into the grass. And, you know, he has made his escape. Oh, well. Okay, so I guess we might as well head into the forest. Ooh, yeah, I also had to come out here today so I could walk around. My back is still a little messed up from yesterday. And so I'm in a little bit of pain, but I'm trying to work it off. I'm approaching the shed. I don't see any little dudes sticking their heads up out of the new hole. And I don't see any bugs flying around the new hole. Are there any mottis under here today? I don't see any bugs flying around. Well, there's a couple over here. And what's going on with this tree? Did somebody pee on the tree? I can't tell if there's mottis under here or not. It's possible they've been under there. Where's my mottis? Yeah, okay, now that I'm looking at the front of the shed and can see the holes that lead underneath, there are some bugs flying around. That's a good sign. That's a good sign for my mottis. Where's my mottis? They should be under the shed, hey? But I don't see any. There's a few people here. There's some people in the garden with some kids. They're making a little bit of noise, but maybe that's freaking them out a little bit. Okay, so I'm walking up here to the outdoor classroom, which has been mowed. Or mown. Or should I say half of it has been mowed. That's unusual. Okay. Don't know what's going on up here, but let's check this bocage out. Yeah, I can still see some white jellies down there that I wish I could get to so I could take a picture of them, but I can't. How aggravating. How aggravating. Okay. So let's head into the forest for real now. Oh, why is my back so messed up? I don't know. Am I sleeping on it wrong? Oh, bug. Bug just tried to fly up my nose. Ugh. I slept pretty good last night, I thought. Did I mess my back up while I was sleeping? Maybe. Oh, now see, look back there on that log. There's some kind of fungus growing back there. Again, another fungus that we can't get to. Yikes. So anyway, Oh, I had a good night last night. I saw the first two episodes of Giant Robo, sometimes known as Johnny Sacco and his flying robot. And they were on a new night, so I'm wondering if that channel has changed their schedule. Uh-oh. Yeah, I hear more children up here. Oh, I don't think we're going to find any dudes today, but we're going to try. Yeah, so last night I got to see Johnny Sacco, and then I got to watch another Australian rules football game. And I really, really enjoy that sport. The more I watch it, the more I learn about it, the more fascinating it becomes for me. Hey, there's a couple of mushrooms at the end of this log, but I didn't bring the mushroom camera. I got the big camera. What if I do this? What if I get down here? I don't know if that's gonna fly. And it was an interesting Australian rules football game. And it was exciting as usual, and the lead went back and forth multiple times. You know, one team would go ahead by 20 points, and then the other team would come back and get ahead by some significant amount of points. Then the other team would come back, and it went back and forth right up to the last minute. And with something like 12, one team was ahead by one goal, which is 6 points. And the other team scored with 12 seconds left to play. And the game ended in a draw. The first time I've ever seen an Australian rules football game end in a draw. The score, 97-97. And I was fairly well amazed. I can hear children screaming. Which way are they going? I think they're in the way back. So we're heading out to the boardwalk. Find us some dudes. Maybe we can find us the Scratties. Maybe we can find a snapper. Sure haven't seen any snappers in a while. Okay, gotta push lots of grass and branches out of the way just to get out here to the boardwalk. Dunk-a-dunk-a-dunk. And what do we got going on out here? Oh, the water is all very still and covered in duckweed. I can't see any open water. It's all just covered in duckweed. Tons of it. Just biomass. There's a couple of frogs sitting on logs, but I don't see any turtles. I don't see any waterfowl. And I'm looking. Lots of frogs. Big frogs, little frogs. There's a high frog population density. So many frogs, it's not even funny. Looks at all these froggly dogglies. Oh, there's a ton of them over here. Just tons of frogs. All right, so I'm gonna walk out to the end of the boardwalk. Is that a duck way out there? There's a duck out on a stick, standing out there on a log. He's way out there. Wow, there's a big frog. There's a big frog. That's a half kilo frog right there. He's a biggin'. And as I come to the end of the boardwalk here, looking around, other than that duck standing, there might be some other ducks on a log out there too. It's too far away, I can't even see them. There's some massive frogs out here. Massive, 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 massive. And I can see some water, strange water movements over here. I don't know what that is. It's something's happening underwater underneath this bush. I can see lots of little ripples. Is there a scratty under there? Or is it just frogs and fishies doing something under there? I can't tell. I'm still looking around for dudes, though. You would think we would see a bunch. But we are not. We are not seeing any dudes. I had a great day yesterday. I just remembered I got to eat a hamburger. My parents called me up at about dinner time. Said, hey, let's go Jim and Jenny's, everybody's favorite Greek restaurant. So we went there. And it was delicious. Oh, man, why is my back so messed up? I did take some analgesics this morning. Took some Tylenol, and then I also took some ibuprofen. Hoping to shake this weird back business. And is it better? Am I feeling better? Maybe. I think it's abating a little bit. But I'm walking off the boardwalk. The sun has come out from behind the clouds, and it is slightly unpleasant. So back into the shade we go. Where's my dudes? I got a big camera. Oh, let's see. I wonder how our batteries are holding up. Let's take a look at the old battery meter. Yeah, we got no bars. And you know what's even stupider? Is I actually have money for batteries in my pocket right now. But instead of going to buy new batteries first and then coming here, I decided to just come here and see what happens. And I can almost guarantee you we're gonna go bingo battery. At which point I will leave and I will drive to the store and actually buy some batteries. So let's walk around this little path here. And gotta push a lot of bushes out of the way. It's so crazy. Okay, which way do I want to go? Did the screaming children, were they heading out or were they heading in? Well, I guess we're going to find out as we head deeper into the forest. I'm walking over the land bridge in direct sun. It is unpleasant. I heard something go splash. Must have been frogs jumping into the water. Oh, I think I'm going to have a good day today too, as long as I don't get too screamingly hot. I've got an F1 race to watch today. That'll be fun. That's going to be my... What was that? Was that a frog? You know, I'm walking by Frog Harbor and I just heard a really bizarre sound. Huh. Let's duck into the wall blind here first, really quick. Let's see what's going on. Oh, there's some damselflies flying around. And I don't see any dudes out there. No action. No dudage. And that's okay. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. And you know what I was thinking about last night? After I was watching the Australian rules football game, I thought, oh boy, wouldn't it be great if we could watch Man from U.N.C.L.E. now? Because last season, that was the thing, you know, the footy game would get over at like 1:30, and then there would be a couple of episodes of The Man from U.N.C.L.E. to watch on a different channel. And that was my routine. And last night I remembered that, and was of course disappointed when there was no Man from U.N.C.L.E. on. Doe. Oh well. Wait. Did I hear something? Yes, I did hear something, and it's a squirrel. Okay. So, where's my other dudes? Where's my exotic buddies? Where are my mates? Where's that fox? I'm surprised I haven't run into that dang fox by this time. I mean, usually when there's a fox about, as long as I come out here enough, I will eventually see him. Oh, I'm hearing kid voices. Where are they? Sounds like they're up the hill. Or in the loop. Which is just as good. Oh, scream, you had to have heard that. Mowdy? Running around having a good time. So. Kids, they're really entertaining. Except when I'm trying to find dudes. Okay, into the big blind we go. Well, I'm surprised there's ducks on the log with these kids screaming. Yeah, so we got wood ducks. We got... Oh, and there's all our babies, too. Okay, we've seen this scene before. There's about a dozen... Oh, look at that. Oh, we got... I shouldn't have been bothering looking at the stupid... At the stupid logs. Okay, there's... Yeah, if you're hearing those noises, you know what happens. Yeah, we went bingo battery. And of course, we had to go bingo battery at just the wrong time. I had just walked into the big blind at Herrenhaven, and I noticed all the ducks sitting on a log. And then there was, you know, all those ducks were sitting on the new log. And then there was the mommy with the 10 baby ducks sitting on the little log, and I was so fascinated looking at those little ducklings that I did not see the big news that was going on, and that is, there were two blue herons in the trees, just directly straight across from the big blind, and there was one big blue heron up in a tree where I've never seen a heron before. And I sort of just assumed it was Big Bluey. And then sort of below where that heron was, there was another smaller heron on that dead branch where we have seen herons perch before. And I did not recognize that heron. And as I was sitting there taking some pictures, I heard a funny squawk, the squawk that I recognized as being a heron call. And yet, since I was watching those two birds, I saw them. They didn't make the noise. So I thought, what the heck? And so I ran out of the big blind and ran over to the turtle reproduction pond. And who's standing in the middle of, well, not quite in the middle, but you know what I mean. And who's standing there? That's right, Big Bluey. So I was like, okay, that's weird. I couldn't really get a good picture of Big Bluey because he was sort of hiding behind some trees and some branches, and I couldn't get a good shot. I went back into the big blind, and I realized that the blue heron in the top of the tree was Black Cap Chappie. And the heron sort of underneath him on the other dead branch was a heron that I hadn't seen before. And I couldn't tell if it was a female or if it was just, you know, like a baby. Because I was informed yesterday by my mom's neighbor that there are young blue herons in the Papio Valley over in the heron tree near Tranquility Park and all that other stuff. So, we had three blue herons. Three. All in one day. And all within, you know, in close proximity to each other. So I stood into the... I went back into the big blind and I was standing there. And I was laughing because I was trying to get a picture of both of these herons. Now, the funny thing is I did get a couple pictures, but they're not the greatest pictures because, you know, I was kind of far away and I couldn't zoom in very close because I was trying to get both herons in the shot at once. But needless to say, I did get the shot. And it's Black Cap Chappie, and I don't have a name for this new blue heron. New Bluey, I guess. Oh, and I stood there and I watched them for a little while, and I was greatly impressed. Just, yay, heron action at Heron Haven. That's the most blue herons I've ever seen there at one time. So let's take a look at this photo and see what we see. The funny thing about this is the oddly prescient or... foreshadowing aspect of all of this is yesterday, while I was in comm during my show, somebody, and I think it was Fatty, said, you know, I'm just waiting for the day we get to see a picture of Big Bluey and Black Cap Chappie at the same time, you know, both herons in one shot. And well, while I was standing there in the blind, I thought, oh my God, I'm going to get both of them in one shot. And that's kind of when I realized, wait a minute, that's a new blue heron. That's not Big Bluey or Big or Black Cap Chappie. What's going on here? All right, so I hope you're looking at the photograph now because I'm going to make a few comments about it. I kind of like this shot because I waited until the lower bird was doing something interesting. Black Cap Chappie, way up there in the top of that tree, he was just standing there. Being, you know, all heron-y. And going, I'm a bird. I'm sitting here. I'm having a good time. And that other heron, the little heron that was down below, he was just sort of looking at the pond. And eventually, he sort of looked up and he sort of looked like he was looking at Black Cap Chappie. And that's when I snapped the picture. And so I'm starting to wonder. I wonder if this is a female. And that's why Black Cap Chappie and Big Bluey, who is not in this shot... But if you imagine him being, oh, you know, like 6 inches to the left and in the water, that's where he was, hiding behind some stuff. But I thought this was pretty cool. I mean, this isn't all that great of a photograph. I mean, all you can really see is the silhouettes of two birds. But the fact that they were both so close together is what makes this so significant. I have managed to take... bad pictures of multiple herons in trees before. Last year, you might remember that I got two great egrets in a tree along with Big Bluey, although they were really hard to make out. And this was before I got the good camera. But you could still kind of see them. This picture is much better because the angle was just right to be able to see that lower heron on that branch where he's, you know, the background is just the sky and, you know, no tree noise behind him or anything like that. The other interesting thing about this photograph, if you look to the left of the lower bird, you can see a light post, and that light post is on West Maple Road. And because of the depth tricks here, it's hard. It looks like that light post might be right there, but it's in all reality another maybe 200 meters away. well, maybe not that far. About that, 150, 200 meters away. But that post sort of annoys me, and I could remove it from the photograph. I was going to say I could Photoshop it, but I don't use Photoshop. I use GIMP. I'm the open source guy. So there's Black Cap Chappy up there at the top of the tree, trying to impress his potential girlfriend. Look how high I am up in the tree. Oh. Yeah, but this is the first photograph I've ever taken where you can see multiple blue herons. And, you know, they're obviously blue herons. Even though you can't really... You know, it's not all that great of a photograph. But at least you can see what I saw today, right as we were going bingo battery. Yeah, I just noticed this. Down below, out of the picture, you know, there's ducks. There's the big new log is laying there, and there's about a dozen big old ducks hanging out. And of course, the ducklings are below there, but oh boy. I was so busy looking at the ducks that I didn't even notice the herons in the trees. But the funny thing about the blind is it's got a sloping front, and so when you walk into it, and it is a blind that, you know, has a slit to look out of, you can't see up into the trees. And so when you first walk in, all you can really see is the water. And the first thing you see is obviously the ducks sitting on the logs. And it's not until you take a step or two into the blind and get close enough to the, you know, the opening that you can see up into the trees. And so I'm just glad I didn't spook these herons before I saw them. And you never know what they're going to do. The distance between the blind and this little spit of land, you know, there's water between the blind and this little bit of land with the trees where you see these trees where the herons are in. That's about, I've said this before, but I don't know for sure, about maybe 50 meters, 40 meters, maybe a little bit less. And so, you know, when you walk into the blind, if you're making noise, these guys can hear you. And I don't know how good their sight is, but they probably can see you too. So you got to be careful not to spook them. But yeah, oh, what a day. What an impressive day. I saw three blue herons at Heronhaven. I think that's a record, or at least ties the record. I may have seen three blue herons at Heronhaven before, but geez, never all that close together, and I sure have never seen two in the trees like this. I've never even seen one. Okay, you see where Black Cap Chappy is up there? Way up there high in that tree? That's the first time I've seen a heron or any bird up in that tree. Normally, when you hear me say, oh, there's a heron on that dead branch or whatever right across the pond, we're always seeing them where that little heron is, that is lower. Yeah, just last week we saw a big bluey standing there, and I got a couple of pictures, but they weren't all that great. The sun's in the wrong place. But anyway, I'm glad we finally got a picture of two blue herons at once, and I hope you're glad too, because that's what we do on Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. So tune in tomorrow, and maybe we'll have photographs of other crazy stuff. But right now, I gotta go. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
J. クーマタ、ウェルカムトゥーマイヨの